flat here?
Well, about 2,500 feet.
All right. And now the, what's that mountain when you're going through Bloomery, going up, going north, that flat top, going, it kind of has a, like a flat top on it?
It's a pretty good sized mountain, and it has a, it says a, just level on the top.
I just don't get where that, you know.
Or maybe it's before you, maybe it's when you come out of Mountain City, maybe it's further back. Maybe
that's
it's
the Arn Mountain lays back that way, that mountain yonder.
Is there, any others right around here besides the Iron Mountain?
Well, it's the Palm Mountain back this way.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And Stone Mountain is the other side of Mountain City.
Yeah. Now, is that the one that between Mountain City and Bristol?
That's the Iron and Holson Mountains.
Iron is first and then Holson.
Yeah.
I see.
Yeah.
But these mountains here, now, which direction is North Carolina? Is that
right there? Right there. It's about 3 miles, 3.5, 4 miles of the North Carolina line right there.
Right over that...
That way, yeah.
And what's that mountain there?
That's called Rogers Ridge there.
Uh-huh. And how high would you say the top of that is?
Well, that's about, I don't know, maybe 1,000 feet higher than here.
Uh-huh. Yeah. What's the highest mountain around here?
Well, the White Top Mountain, just over in Virginia there, that's... I'd be 5,000 something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But the mountains here don't really get up as high as they do, in, like down in the Smokies, at Clingman's Dome and things like that. They're about 6,000.
Yeah.
But this whole country is so high around here, isn't it?
Yeah.
If you're, how would you call chickens at feeding time?
Chicky, chicky, chicky.
And if you're going to take your horses out, you'd say, I'm going to do what to the horses? I'm going to... You know, you're gonna go out and work in the field with your horse. You'd say, I have to, you know, getting ready to plow it.
Oh, you harness the horse.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And would you use the same thing if you're gonna drive? If you were taking him for driving, if you're gonna ride him?
Sure.
If you're going to ride him,
you'd want to put a saddle on him.
Mm-hmm. And if you put him, but you hook him onto a, if you're hooking him up to a buggy.
Well, you'd have to have a harness, buggy harness.
And what do you call the things you held when you were plowing?
Lines. Check lines if you had two. Yeah.
What do you call them on a, when you're riding horseback?
Bridle. Bridle reins. You hold the reins.
And the things you put your feet in?
Stirrups.
All right. And when you're plowing with two horses, what did you call the horse that walked in the furrow?
Lead horse.
All right. And if I were asking you, you know, where is Mountain Bloomery from here, you might say, oh, it's just a little...
Mountain Bloomery's just a little west of where we're at here.
Okay. And I said the... I mentioned the word... The word I used for... I said the lead horse walks in...
Fur.
And they, talking about raising wheat, you say we had a good year, we raised a big...
crop.
And if you're going to plant on land that has timber on it and shrubs and things, you'd say we have to...
Well, we've got to clean it up. I mean, you call that a new ground. If it had too much, you clean that up.
Now, would you use anything, another word maybe, if you were going to... Pull out the.
Well, they used pneumatic back in the old times. You grubbed that stuff.
Uh-huh. And that was getting it all out.
That was digging out the roots and all. That.
I see.
Yeah.
And if you planted clover or grass, and you harvested it, and then it came up again, and you cut it again, what would you call that?
Well, that's a second crop.
And what if you didn't plant it? What if you hadn't even planted it that year and it came up?
Well, it's volunteer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And when you tell me about